Let us begin with our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we ask you to come into our hearts this day. We offer ourselves completely over to you, that you may use us in ways that glorify your name. Lead us to be agents of your peace, your love, and lead others to know that you are always present to all who call upon you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Thanksgiving morning, and a rather unique Thanksgiving nevertheless. We know that it's a time where our government is calling us not to visit others who are outside of our household, and I know that there are others that are choosing to do so. I personally will be staying in my residence here. And it's a time where it may be a good time to reflect, because as much as we can be focused on what the government restrictions are in light of the coronavirus and the pandemic, since it is a time for Thanksgiving, we may want to consider those things for which we are thankful. Now, we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a little exercise, because here's the thing. Remember, your focus on being thankful is going to help you in your ministry. And of course, as you know, that's the focus of this program here, to help you to live as baptized Catholics, and for those who aren't Catholic, to live as baptized Christians, and to be people who testify to the power of the Lord. Now, one of the things we want to bring in that is St. Paul reminds us that we're called to dedicate ourselves to thankfulness and to always be thankful to the Lord. Well, the question may be, what could we be thankful for, especially maybe during this time when the virus shuts down a lot of things, maybe this time where there is a lot of worry, this time where there is a lot of fear or trepidation, and this time where maybe people are saying, well, where is the Lord? We've got this worldwide pandemic. Where is the Lord? However, keep something in mind, and this came to my mind just the other day. Keep something in mind. St. Paul said to dedicate yourselves to thankfulness. And you know what? St. Paul spent the last, weeks, months of his life in prison, and he ended up being executed. Yet his words still remain: dedicate yourself to be thankful. Thankfulness. So I could imagine myself being in St. Paul's position, saying very clearly, you know, in prison, in chains, and in Roman prison, nevertheless, and I'll talk about that in a second, in Roman prison going, what do I have to be thankful for? And I know there are people like that out there, not even on Thanksgiving. What do I have to be thankful for? Look at what the way our world is. But there he was, and he had been through so much, yet here he is, dedicate yourselves to thankfulness. Now, I talked about, I'll mention the prison in a minute. Interesting prison. Because if you're ever in Rome, and I discovered this when I visited Rome, if you're ever in Rome, you will notice that the prison where both Saints Peter and Paul were was right outside the Roman Forum. So you had the prison, and then you had the Roman Forum. The prison is still intact, at least on the outside. Obviously, you can't go inside, and personally, I wouldn't want to. But the prison is still intact. It's closed. I mean, it's a monument, but it's still intact. The Forum, by the way, is in ruins, and for centuries, it wasn't even known. As a matter of fact, it is well known that one of the popes, and his name escapes me right now, one of the popes said, hey, I heard there was this thing called a forum somewhere around there. Let's see if we can find it. And excavation began. This is back centuries, back to over a millennia. And they went looking for the forum. This was the center of Roman life. And here, Saints Peter and Paul are in that prison, which is still intact today, and the Forum is in ruins. Imagine it this way. Imagine there was a prison that overlooked that space, that space between the Capitol building and the White House, you know, that big space. I should know that, like I know the name of the Declaration of Independence. I'm sorry, I can't think of the name. It escapes me right now. But anyway, the mall. So imagine there you are in this prison overlooking that space. And then centuries later, you come back and say, you know, I remember being in that prison. What happened to that space that I looked upon that was called the mall? And there's nothing there. It's all like forest and stuff. Well, what would that mean? It wouldn't mean that the mall was missing. It would mean that everything it stood for, the great power of what is the United States government, it wouldn't be there either. And that's the way it would appear, where Peter and Paul were looking over the Roman Forum, which was the very center of Roman power, gone centuries later, gone. And now it's in ruins. The prison is still there, because that's important to understand. So what he was doing is he was testifying to a greater truth. And he understood to be thankful to a deeper level, because he tells the story. I was shipwrecked. I went through suffering. I've been whipped. I've been this and that and the other thing. Yet he's saying, dedicate yourself to thankfulness. So what should we be thankful for in this pandemic, especially if you are not traveling to relatives and you are following what the governor says, whichever governor you may listen to? We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and we are here and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. Have you wanted a plan of Bible reading but didn't know which readings to check out or even where to begin? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and Bible study. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Don't forget that at CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can send us a prayer request, and I can share that with our listeners, and we can pray for your prayer request. You can do it either, even just say, I don't want it mentioned on the air, but please give us a please mention it as a special intention. That's an option there, too. Just go to CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on prayer requests, and I'll be happy to share that with our listeners, or if you don't want me to do it, we'll just say it's a special intention. We had one last week, and I'd like you to continue praying for that special intention. So please consider doing that. You can also contact the show through that. It says contact. And you can also, if the show is touching your heart, you can also donate to the show if you'd like. Our mailing address is also at where it says contact, or you can just email us. So all of that is there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear the archives of the program. So we were talking beforehand about being thankful in all things, and I talked about St. Paul calling us to be thankful in light of all the suffering that he went through. He still said that because he understood a deeper vision. And one of the things I learned from my mother was severely handicapped, and she suffered a car accident that began a process that led to a debilitating disorder over the years. And so at the end of her life, she could move only one hand and anything above her neck, but only one hand. And you know what? She taught me how to be thankful in all things. And this is my mother. She taught me how to be thankful in all things. And that's one of the messages that St. Paul is giving us as well. Be thankful in all things. And you can say, well, what do I have to be thankful of? Well, I can tell you right now, can you move? Can you breathe? Can you see? And if you can't see, can you listen? Well, obviously, you can listen. You're listening to the radio. That's pretty obvious. What can you do? Be thankful, because all of that comes from outside of you. You didn't earn any of that. One of the interesting things, I was in a prayer meeting the other day, and that came up in the prayer meeting, of how there is so much that we have no control of creating for what we do. And if we think of that within our situation, so now let me put it to you this way. It is the morning of Thanksgiving. The governor has said, don't visit people, but some people will end up doing it. We know that. Some people will follow rules. Other people, we don't. That's always the case. But I'm talking to you, and you've decided to follow the governor, right? And you are not happy because you're not visiting, you're not experiencing Thanksgiving like you did last year. And you're upset about that, and you feel that, you know, you can't even watch the Macy's parade. Remember that? So what do you do with that? And whether you agree with the pandemic or not, that is the situation. You can't change that. It's Thanksgiving Day. Think of what you are thankful for. Think of all the positive things that you can experience right now because the Lord has bestowed that grace upon you. You're listening to the radio. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, so you can listen to the radio now. But you see what I'm saying? Because that's what St. Paul is teaching us, to be focused on what the Lord is doing for us, even in the most difficult situation. Because when you do that, you are focused on the Lord, and you are rejoicing in the power of God in your life. One of the powerful things I've learned reading some of the saints is how much they said, do not worry. As a matter of fact, Jesus said it's a tool of the devil. Anxiety and worry and everything, they're all tools of the devil. And so did Padre Pio and so many others. Do not worry. Well, we're going through a difficult time. So how do you not worry? Well, turn it around. What can you be thankful for? And I mean the littlest thing. When you have breakfast in the morning, do you enjoy the taste of your breakfast? Be thankful for that. Do you enjoy having a cup of coffee? Be thankful for that. Learn to be thankful for all things. And granted, it's, you know, it's not something you're going to do constantly. It's going to drive you crazy if you do that. But when you have something for which you enjoy, be thankful for it and understand this is a gift of the Lord. One of the powerful things I learned a long time ago was this term, this is gift. An experience so powerful, you just go, this is so powerful, this is gift. And build that within yourself and being thankful for the Lord for all things. And that's something to keep in mind on this Thanksgiving Day. We'll be back tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us. And if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.